Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring this podcast. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System, you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. At hundreds of locations across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's unifiedhealing.com/bluewire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE System.
The Notorious OTB on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network is brought to you by Edge Boost. Edge Boost enables you to double your bet with no interest. Go to sportsgamblingpodcast.com/edge to get started today. Welcome, everybody, to the Notorious OTB, brought to you by the Sports Gambling Podcast Network. And as always,
it's all good, baby, baby. It was all a dream.
We used to read Blood Horse Magazine. I'm your host, Chase Sessoms, the Wolf of Oak Lawn. It's another solo episode. What can I say? It is Memorial Day weekend, and everyone left town. Everyone went to go do cool things, whatever cool kids do. Probably drink beers at the lake, or, I don't know, make vision boards together, support each other's dreams and pursuits and shit. I don't know what people do on Memorial Day, because I'm a nerd and I'm here watching racing. Guys, there's a development. I don't think I've spoken about it out loud on the pod yet. If I have, forgive me. Also, if I haven't, forgive me, because I'm going to talk about it all the time because it's awesome. My birthday was earlier this week, and I requested of my wife that I get the biggest, quote unquote, fakest Cuban link chain that she could muster for me. And I got to tell you something, it took everything in her willpower to be able to actually be okay ordering that. She is not a fan, but God bless her, the love of my life. She is, she goes along with it. She doesn't ruin the bit. So as someone who grew up listening to a lot of Wu-Tang, a lot of Raekwon, a lot of Ghostface, other rap, because they always talk about their Cuban links, I'm in the club now. Only deal is, though, part of the club is they can wear theirs outside of the house. I'm only allowed to wear my 18 karat gold plated chain, no big deal, at the house. Not allowed to wear it outside, not because we're taking care of it, but because it embarrasses my beautiful wife so much. You know who also is probably embarrassed? Bob Baffert. I say that not because he has shame, but because he knows that he is the subject matter featured prominently at the foreground of what we are calling the Fallen Bob canvas print. That's right. It's a painting that I had commissioned a couple years ago. It depicts Bob Baffert on all fours, looking W-R-E-K-T wrecked by Authentic in the Kentucky Derby winner circle. This is one of one. It's never been reproduced. It was made specifically for me. So I'm going to give you the first ever canvas print of it. It's never been printed on anything. All you have to do, just leave a review for the show. The Notorious OTB, wherever you get your podcasts, and you're entered. Look at that. Just say some kind words, or even some, like, not so kind words. I do some really annoying shit sometimes. I say, a lot. Or, I do that. That too. I stretch out my, for a week. What's wrong with me? We'll never know. But, oh, that's another one. The pregnant pause after the butt. Okay. leave a review for the show. We're going to draw one name from everyone who leaves a review on Belmont Stakes Saturday. We'll announce a winner, and that winner is going to get a canvas print of the Fallen Bob just for writing a review, be it a good one or a bad one, of the Notorious OTB. And I'll even read the review that won whenever we announce the winner. You know what? This feels like a good a time as any. We have gotten some reviews in. I'm going to throw some out here. Let's see. Scrolling. So ZDN3K5 says, great show. I look forward to listening every week. Well, I hope that's not the case. I'm not that great, honestly. But thank you for saying that, because we'll make other people think it. All right, let's see. Ooh, D Promotions says best show ever. Not just that, but I've won some money listening to The Wolf. As I found out after No Balls, with Australians sending me screen grabs of their winning tickets. Listen, folks, the sun never sets on my empire of doing people a solid. So with that spirit, let's talk about what races we're going to be looking at this week. We got five stakes races for Monday. That's Memorial Day. We're going to space ghost this bitch. That's right. Coast to coast. We're looking at three different tracks, giving out our best plays for a stakes race or stakes races at all three of these tracks. Start off with Churchill Downs, the Winning Color Stakes, a grade three. We're going to stick to Belmont for a pretty fun little New York bred, the Commentator Stakes. And then we go to the West Coast. That's right. Got Penthouse on both coasts, pH balanced. We're going to Santa Anita for race five, the Gamely Stakes, race seven, the Shoemaker Mile, and race eight, the Hollywood Cup Gold Stakes. Just a whole gang of grade ones at Santa Anita. That's how I have to talk now that I have a Cuban link chain. Things I also have to talk about. Excuse me. Get to talk about. We're talking about Edge Boost. Have you signed up for Edge Boost yet? If not, you're missing out. Edge Boost is the world's first Bet Now, Pay Later Visa card. Similar to Buy Now, Pay Later programs, Edge Boost enables you to double your bet with no interest and pay back the advance over four equal weekly installments. That's right, 0% interest. Simply deposit funds into your account, and Edge Boost will match the deposit so you can use two times the funds on any legal sports betting site. Edge currently offers up to $2,500 in advances. Up to $2,500 you can add to your bankroll. My Edge Boost Double Down Play of the Day is going to be on Sunday. We're going to take the Milwaukee Brewers on the money line against the Giants. There you go. Double it down. Go to sportsgamblingpodcast.com/edge to sign up today. That's sportsgamblingpodcast.com/edge. Must be 21 years or older to use. Only valid in legal gambling states. Problem gambling, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Philip has just lost the respect of the youth league football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
All right, let's dig into it. Monday holiday racing. I really do love that horse racing like always tries to steal the show a little bit with these big holiday weekends. They're like, what are we going to do? How are we going to pack them in? We're going to load it up with graded stakes races. So let's go ahead. Let's talk about Churchill Downs. Post time is 4:22 Eastern at Churchill Downs. It's race eight. It's for fillies and mares, 4 years old and up. Echo Zulu is the morning line favorite. At less than even money at 4-5. Do we really want to accept that short of a price? Especially for a horse that I think is this pace compromised. And also, let's point out, has never run the distance before. Broke the maiden, 5.5 furlongs at Saratoga first out. then immediately started stretching out to seven furlongs and longer. I understand Oak's fever for connections, but you got to think if the horse wanted the shorter distance, we would have seen it by now. I feel insulted for the other horses because it seems like Aspison and the connections think they can win this one on name alone, quite honestly. So I'm going to be playing, you know, whatever you feel insulted and slighted, you sometimes you have to go to a righteous place. My righteous place is at the right side of the Dale Tar. I'm going to play number six, Fire on Time, for Dale Romans, a.k.a. the Dale Tar, the mythical beast that is one half horse, one half man, one half Dale Romans. I think that a lot of people will back off the horse, even though the distance, the pace, and recent performances are competitive. And I think that people will be scared off by the horse's record second off the layoff. But one of those clunkers second off the layoff was a surface change to a surface that the horse rarely, if ever, runs on. And the other one was Troubled Trip. So you have this pattern that shows that the horse doesn't perform second off the layoff, but you have legitimate excuses for that. I think you're going to get some price float. I think you still might have a pretty live horse. I'm going to go with the straight up win bet on the six, Fire on Time for the Dale Tar. And I'm going to go ahead and get cocky. I'm going to key it on top in an exacta. So it's going to be the six, Fire on Time, over the one, Spirit Wind, and over the five, Eka Zulu. I have a friend who's a rapper. He's got a song that has a hook that says, "Trendsetters give a fuck what you do. Sticks, drums, shock a goddamn Zulu." That's exactly what I think of every time I think of Eka Zulu. That's just, hey, a little color, a little background on me. We're getting to know each other. You know, this is like the second 9 weeks of second grade. Like, I'm starting to figure out your names, all this stuff. Who likes Power Rangers? All that shit. All right. Race nine at Belmont Park is where we're jumping next. This is the 8.5 furlong, $200,000 New York bred commentator stakes. This one is on the dirt, post time 5:12 Eastern for Belmont Park race nine. I think this is part of a killer New York showcase card with exclusively New York bred races, including six stakes races, of which the commentator is the finale of the New York bred stakes races. If you're a fanboy of Naira like I am, then you've got some favorites here, some crowd favorites that you've watched run for what feels like a decade now, pretty much, but only about 3 or 4 years. This race may very well be my conflict stakes here. I've bet way too much on Seafoam as like a lone early speed angle. And when I say way too much, I mean like a lot. And when I say like a lot, I mean like a lot, a lot. So I'm done with Seafoam. The pace looks as easy as Seafoam alone on the lead. I love front-running horses in these types of stakes, but I can't trust Seafoam. But I do feel like I've found a great horse at a massive price that I like way better to be forwardly placed and maybe even take this on the lead, or basically just sit off of Seafoam and wait for Seafoam to either come back to the field or just hit the top of the stretch empty, which Seafoam is... Boy, let me tell you what to do. I'm going to take the five, Olympic Dream, 15-1. Going to bet at win place show. I love the race two back where he got a super slow pace in front of him. And he went and seized the front and took the field just gate to wire. People will shit on the fact that he's coming out of a New York bred $45,000 optional claimer that he didn't even win, to be fair. But damn it, the figure from that race is legit. And people should take note of this horse because it's been improving in leaps and bounds as a four-year-old gelding. If you just look back through its last five performances, it's a pretty sharp-looking horse that Patrick Quick has going here. Not to mention, we add the blinks. We're making a little bit of change that could put the horse a little more focused up towards the front of the pace. It looks great. I love this shot at the price This could be one of those just public prices that everyone likes, because I didn't land on this until like I had to talk it through with a few friends, because I was going to go another way and I just sold myself on Olympic Dream at 15-1. So we're going to go win, place, show there. And after we go win, place, show, when we cash them tickets, we'll have some money to buy some Shady Rays for Shady May. Shady Rays is teaming up with SGPN for Shady May. Not only do you get an amazing 50% off, but you also have a chance to win $500. Shady Rays has you covered from the sun to the slopes with premium polarized shades, customizable snow goggles, and much more. Shady Rays has durable frames and extremely clear optics for outdoor adventures. And if you lose or break your pair, even on day one, they told us they will send you a brand new pair, no questions asked. If you don't love them, exchange them for a new pair or return them for free within 30 days. There's no risk when you shop with Shady Rays. Their team always has your back. And for our international listeners, Shady Rays has you covered as well with shipping to Canada, Australia, New Zealand, and the United Kingdom. If it was colonized, they ship there. Go to ShadyRays.com and use code SGPN for 50% off two or more pairs of polarized sunglasses. Remember, May is almost over, so make sure to take your receipt to SportsGamblingPodcast.com/Shady for your chance to win the $500 Shady May contest. Woo! Think about doing these solo ones, guys. I'm breaking the fourth wall. This is gonna be like the Gary Shandling show of podcasts here. I'm revolutionary, breaking the podcast fourth wall here. Let's dive into race 7, Santa Anita. Oh, I skipped one. Race 5, Santa Anita, the $400,000 Gamely Stakes. It's a Grade 1. On the turf, they're running through the weeds at 6 p.m. Eastern. That's post time for Santa Anita Race 5, the Gamely. I think this is your simplest winner of these races I've picked out. That is, of course, if you are against Echo Zulu and the winning colors at Churchill Downs. If you believe the line that Echo Zulu is all every part of 4-5, then maybe that's more certain. I feel like the 3, Queen Goddess, is going to be your just clear-cut winner that I would probably try to key in the middle of a pick 3 with some prices around. I'd probably try to key in doubles. I'd probably try to key it in exactas. I'm going to bet this one to win Queen Goddess at 9-5. And I'm also going to play an ice-cold exacta. The 3 over the 7 in second. The 7 being Ball in the Cob for Phil D'Amato. So yeah, we're hoping this one goes 3-7 ice cold with Queen Goddess. The reason I'm so sold on Queen Goddess that I'm keying, that I'm going ice cold, I think that this is a clear-cut case of Lone Speed. And I think on the lead with the number 3, Queen Goddess, I mean, could be the easiest of all of her stakes wins that she's had. Like I think she kind of lays over this field here and shouldn't have any issues in the slightest. Moving on, race 7 at Santa Anita, your next stakes race, the 8 furlong $500,000 Shoemaker Mile. It's a Grade 1. It's on the turf. Guess what? It went a mile. That's right. Sometimes it put the distances in the titles. 7 p.m. Eastern is the post time for Santa Anita race 7, the Shoemaker. We've got another pretty chilly pace in the Shoemaker on the turf. And I'm using the horse that should be rating on the inside, hopefully on the rail, saving ground, to the inside of the 9, Lamplighter Jack, who I project on the lead. I will say this, I project this one on the lead through certain points of the race. I very much do not project Lamplighter Jack to still be on the lead at the end of the race. I actually see him going more towards the back. I just talked that horse in the winner's circle. Jesus Christ. All right, I used the 6 Exalted. That's that horse that I'm hoping is going to be stalking what should be a chilly pace just to the inside of Lamplighter Jack. It's been working lights out. So I don't think that we get anything near the 5-1 morning line that the track set it at. But this horse is going to have an easy first run at Lamplighter Jack. And I just don't give him the chance to hold at the front. So we're going to try to key Exalted. Hopefully that 5-1 holds, because that's a spicy key if we can get that sort of price. And then we're going to key it on top in an exacta 6. And then we're going to use the 1, 2, and 9 Gold Phoenix, Hong Kong Harry, and then the 9 Lamplighter Jack underneath in the exacta. Because who knows? They could go slow enough that Exalted just stays close enough to pass, but no one gets close enough to pick off Lamplighter Jack as he struggles for the wire. We will see. Let's move to race 8, the big one. So we got a little all stakes double here. Grade 1 double. Ooh, who's bougie now? It's like Santa Anita got its own Cuban link chain. God damn. 10 furlong, $400,000 Hollywood Gold Cup Stakes. The Grade 1, 7:30 p.m. Eastern is the post time for Santa Anita Race 8, the Hollywood Gold Cup. I'm calling my walk-off shot for the sequence in this race with a decent price in a short field. I'm not even going to just dance around who it's going to be. I'm talking 2020 Remington Park Springboard Mile Champion, Senor Buscador, and fun to say that is. Listen, if you haven't met me before, I'm going to clue you into something that you probably should know if you're going to listen to more episodes. Trying to beat every single Bob favorite is kind of what I do. It's kind of my thing. You know why? His horses are usually bet down so much. They don't get shit if they win, but you do get rewarded handsomely if you beat them. And listen, what is the win percentage for a super trader? I'll wait. I stole that from Cat Williams, and that was a bad idea because I don't have a live audience sitting in front of me. I would have been waiting for a long time. So let me say, a super trainer wins at like 30%. That means they're gonna lose 7 out of 10 races. Keep firing against these Bob favorites, and you're gonna take down some big stuff because you're gonna have some contrarian opinions. For example, Senor Buscador, which many people don't know is Espanol for contrarian opinion. I failed Spanish too. That is not true. The two favorites in this race probably want to run pretty much the exact same race here. And that's going to be Country Grammar, and that's going to be Defunded for Bob. I do honestly think that these two horses will take like legitimate swings at each other. Like, I don't see either one of them folding up. They're going to be running pretty much the exact same run style. I feel like that never, ever works out when you have these sort of heavyweight showdowns, because they end up just doing the same thing to death until they both just finish like last and next to last. Because whatever they were doing, they were just doing it real hard at each other, and then they just tire out. It happens all the time. You get massive prices in these short. That's how you get massive prices in these short races. So give me the Remy shipper, the springboard. Well, not directly from Remy, but the Springboard Mile winner. Number 2, Senor Buscador. And I'm also going to play a trifecta here. I'm going to put Senor Buscador in first. I'm going to use the two Bob's Country Grammar, and then Defunded in second. And then I'm putting everybody in third, of course, except for Senor Buscador, who will need to finish in first. We haven't figured out how to split them to get them to finish in two spots yet. We're still working on it. We're almost there. Guys, telling you, 2024 is the year for that. All right. So I'm going to play that trifecta 2 with 1-4 overall, because I really do think that you could have Senor Buscador pick off these two kind of antsy, angsty dueler Bob horses, and you see one of them finish second, another one fall off. And if that happens, if you have Senor Buscador keyed in first, like, you get another long price in third, you're gonna get paid out pretty well on that trifecta. So that's gonna be the play. Number 2, Senor Buscador in the Hollywood Gold Cup Stakes. I'm going to recap our picks for the stakes races real quick. We had the Churchill Downs Winning Color Stakes, race 8 tomorrow, 4:22 Eastern. We were on the 6, Fire on Time for the Dale Tarr, Dale Romans, 9-2. We were playing a win and then an exacta, 6 with 1-5. Then we had the long shot in the Belmont New York Bred Commentator Stakes, race 9 at Belmont, 5:12 Eastern. We took the 5 Olympic Dream at 15-1 in a win play show. Then we moved to Santa Anita, started with race 5, the Gamely at 6 p.m. Eastern. We had a win on the 3 Queen Goddess at 9-5, an Exacta 3-7, ice cold. Race 7, 8 furlong, $500,000 Shoemaker Mile, 7 p.m. Eastern. We used the 6 Exalted. We were win betting the 6, 5-1 on the morning line, Exalted. Then playing Exacta 6 with 129. And then finally in race 8, the Hollywood Gold Cup Stakes. We called our walk-off shot with the win for 2 Senior Buscador. And then the trifecta, 2 with 1-4 with all. I'm out of breath. My tummy hurts a little bit. I think that I maybe have been hyper breathing. And then I'm just like filling myself with like air. I don't know. I don't know a lot about respiration. I cannot stress enough how much Arkansas public schools have failed me. But hopefully you don't fail me also, and you leave a review for the Notorious OTB wherever you get your podcasts, so you can get in the drawing to win the Fallen Bob. And don't forget our Edge Boost Double Down Play of the Day. Mine is going to be Sunday. We're taking the Milwaukee Brewers on the money line. Edge Boost enables you to double your bet with no interest. Go to sportsgamblingpodcast.com/edge to sign up today. That's sportsgamblingpodcast.com/edge. That's going to do it for Memorial Day weekend for the Notorious OTB. We will see you next week.